So here we are, the day that straddles Yisro and Mishpatim. So I want to take a look at one of the threads that overlap, because when we think about Yisro, we think about Matan Torah. We think of Parsha Mishpatim, we usually think about lots of dinim and mitzvahs, Mishpatim, and particularly Bavakam, Bavatsiya, Kiddushin, that come up early in Mishpatim. You get deeper into Mishpatim, you see there's an incredible diversity of mitzvahs in Parsha Mishpatim. The truth is, if you get far enough into the last third or so of Parsha Mishpatim, you discover that Mishpatim also tells the story of Mamad Har Sinai. Got to spend a little time over the course of the next couple of days using Rav Sedra to figure out what's in, which parts are in Yisro and which parts are in Mishpatim. Clearly, Aseres HaDibros are in Yisro. There's definitely a focus in Yisro on content of the Torah content that was being delivered beginning with Mamad Har Sinai. When the Chumash tells the Mishpatim part of the story, there's definitely a focus on the bris, on the relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael as being forged, and not just relationship, but relationship is built on expectation, a covenant. That Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is taken as permanently as his Am Segula, and that the relationship that we are Banim Lamakom is immutable and irrevocable. And we have an absolute bond and expectation to keep the Torah. That's Bris Sinai. Towards the very end of Mishpatim, towards the very, very end of Mishpatim, there's a mysterious pasuk. Ve'atzilei b'nei Yisrael lo shalach yado. The atzilim of the Jewish people, to the, at them HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not send his hand. He didn't... Vayechzos l'kim. They had a vision of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Vayochel Vayishtu. And they ate and drank. What does that mean? What does any of that mean? So Rashi says that this is a reference to Nadav and Avihu, and that they did something wrong. They did something wrong, and they really should have been punished. Lo Shalach Yedo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish them now. Their punishment, this is the day of Mamad Har Sinai, their punishment was delayed until a later date, and it doesn't come due when they do another Aveira, and that's on Rosh Chodesh Nisan when the Mishkan opens for business, and as we lay about in Parashat Shmini. That's when Nadav and Avihu do lose their lives. The Ramban has a far more positive approach to this pasuk. Take a look at the Ramban in Perek Chaf Dalet Pasuk Yud Aleph. El Atzilei B'nei Yisrael, Heim Nadav Aviv Vazakeim HaNizkarim, the Pasuk had already previously mentioned Nadav and Aviv, that they were, Moshe Rabbeinu was going up to Har Sinai, but Nadav and Aviv are also involved in the in that Mamad. Why are they called Atzilim? Either Ki Ne'etzala Lehem Ruach Elokim, it's because there was an overflow of ruchnius. Moshe Rabbeinu had the greatest level of nevuah, but there was an overflow of kirvas elokim onto Nadav and Avihu. Also, they also had a high level, not like Moshe Rabbeinu, but a high level of nevuah, a high level of gilui shechina that they were experiencing. Shenetzala lehem meirucho, or it means the nobles. Either means the highly spiritual people, or it means the gedolim. They were nobles. Shenetzala lehem kaved min hamalchus. In the language of Kabbalah, they talk about four olamos. Olam Hasiya is the world of action, is Olam Hazeh, and there are different levels. Vidavanus of Sfar, the shape of the Shachar's davening corresponds to that. So the highest level that's furthest removed from Olam Hazeh is Olam Hatzilos. So that's the one way, one understanding of Rabban is that these were incredibly spiritual people, Netzalim, or it means that they were nobles. Lo shalach yado. What is that? Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish them. There's an implication there. So Rashi says the implication is that they deserved it. They deserved punishment, but Kadosh Baruch Hu was ma'arichaf. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them more slack. Rabban says lo shalach yado bavur shamar v'hakohanim v'la'avim al yeresu la'os Hashem pen yifrotzbam. Moshe Rabbeinu had been told to tell the Jewish people that people have to be careful. You can't get too involved. You can't authorize people only. You can't go too far into on Tar Sinai, and there would be severe consequences for that. So Rashi says they taka did. They were inappropriately staring. They were inappropriately engaged with Har Sinai. They did too much, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish them. So Ramban says no. Hodiyah b'kancha nizru b'kach. They were taka careful. Lo shalach yado, because they didn't misbehave. Laparth ban parents. Hayu atzilim b'nei Yisrael, because they were atzilim. They were people of unusual spiritual measure. Ru'uyim l'masha chazu b'macha zehazeh. They were taka on the madrega to have had the nevuah that they had. And he goes on to say, Kichazos Elokim, v'lo harsu la'os Hashem. They were nevi'im, and therefore what they did was appropriate. Rashi says, punk fakart. They were trying to get too far into Har Sinai. They were trying to have too much nevuah, and they were punished for that. Now, part of what's driving Rashi, v'yochlu v'yishtu. V'yochlu v'yishtu. They're eating and drinking. How do you make sense of that? So Rashi reads that as that they were very casual. They're too casual. They're too cavalier. They're too nonchalant. You're having this unbelievable gilui shechina, and you're eating and drinking. Like, taking popcorn? Like having popcorn? What is this? You're having gilui shechina. This is a moment. So that's part of what leads Rashi to say, you see that they were being very cavalier about gilui shechina. It was inappropriate. They really did, they really should have been a charonaf. But Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Limarachaf, gonna give them another chance. We're gonna delay punishment." But the Ramban says something very powerful. What in Vayochel Vayishtu? The time Vayochel Vayishtu. What's the time Vayochel Vayishtu? The Ramban says it's a totally positive thing. Sha'achul Shalom Hashlom. What were they eating and drinking? Sha'achul Shalom Hashlomim. The Sachta Sahar Lufnei Elokim, Terem Shiashuvel Ahaleim. They were eating the carbon shlamim. They had the nevuah. They weren't eating while they had the nevuah. They had the nevuah, and then they go back down, and either they get down to the foothills of Har Sinai before they go back home. They ate the carbon shlamim. Why all of a sudden eating the carbon shlamim? He says you should know a din that's going to come up more in Chumash Vayikra. Ki Hashlamim, and you said it today. Or some version of this din you said today, when you were saying hopefully part, if not all, of Ezel Makomon. Depends which Mishnayos you were saying. If you were learning the Mishnayos of the Karbanos HaNechalim, so you know that every Karban that is eaten has a zone in which it's eaten. If it's a Kachim, if it's a chatas or an asham or a zivche shalmi tibur or karbe mincha, so then in Lidoros, once Klal Yisrael settled and built the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim, so yeah, you get the kachim are eaten in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, in the same space in which you do the Avoda, the kachim kalim, the shlamim, the zachar, the mice, the pesach, and so forth, those are eaten the lower level of Kedusha, you have more flexibility, you can eat it throughout the city of Yerushalayim. So that's Lidoros, the mechitza, the fenced in area that's allowed for Shlomim is Yerushalayim, as he says. Shlomim tu in mechitza, as Kachim Kalim, Nechalim Yerushalayim lefnim menachalma. Lidoros, you eat it in Bechal Ha'ir, it's throughout Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says in the Zvachim, what about in the earlier era, before the Beis HaMikdash, first Beis HaMikdash was built, during the years, the centuries of Mishkan Shiloh, was Bechal Ha'roeh. If what was beyond the city of Shiloh is anywhere where you could see it. As an aside, if you want to see something truly remarkable, halacha in action, in archaeology, a Mishnah come to life, when you visit, Rich Shem, next year you have a chance at some point to visit Shiloh. Archaeologists have a relatively good sense, they believe, they've not only figured out where the ancient city of Shiloh is, but where in that area was Mishkan Shiloh, and it fits the size and the shape, the geography fits a lot of the descriptions, direct and indirect in the Tanakh, and then they show you, they look around, and you see you're ringed by hills and mountains. If you go up to a number of those mountains, some of them more accessible than others, there's a remnants of fences across the top of the mountain. In other words, fencing the part, the side of the mountain that faces Shiloh and the side of the mountain that faces away from Shiloh. Interesting. A number of the hills have that. Plus, the din is, and Pesukim say that when you eat the karbanas, often you have to break the pot. The pot is boleh at the time of the karban, and then eventually the karban becomes noser. So the time that's balua becomes trace. The Pesukim say, if it's the cheres pot, you smash it. If you go up to those hilltops, you'll see that on this one side of the fence, this soil is covered, if you dig, covered with little shards of pottery. The other side, there are none. Which side is which? The side of the fence that faces Shiloh is full of shards of pottery, because that was a din. For, I think it was a couple hundred years, Jews were eating karbanos. B'chol ha-roeh, up until those fences, as long as you're able to see Shiloh, and you would break your pots there. And the other side, you didn't eat karbanos. You weren't allowed to eat karbanos on the other side. That's it. The Ramban quotes here, that's based in Mishnah is the end of Zvachim. Yimama, you can see it. It's unbelievable. So it says, Shlamim, Lodoros, you ate it throughout Yerushalayim. In the days of Shiloh, you ate it B'chol HaRoeh. And how about when they were at Har Sinai? This is even before they had the first Mishkan, but they had brought Karbanos Shlamim, as I state, in part of the process of the bris, as described at the end of Mishpatim. There were Karbanos, so where they eat them? A Karban has to have a zone in which you eat it. So it says, Khan, what was the equivalent of Yerushalayim of B'chol HaRoeh of Shiloh? Kaya Ne'achalim Lufnei Mizbeach, Tacha Sahar, Lo B'machaneh. At this point, there wasn't yet Kiddush as Machaneh in Machaneh Yisrael, so the zone for Achilas Kachim was the foothills of the mountain, the Sachta Sahar. So they had to eat the Karbanos before they went home. They couldn't eat the Karbanos at home. At this point, their homes didn't yet have Kedusha. Later on, after Mishkan would be built, the Machana would have Kedusha. But at this point, as we're going to get to in Parshas Nasa, at this point, there was no such thing. So that's why they're eating. Not Stam. Not that they're eating popcorn. They're eating a Karban Shlamim. After they had this Nevuah, which was an appropriate holy Nevuah, they came down from Har Sinai. Then they sat down in the equivalent would one day be Yerushalayim, and they ate the Shlamim, and then they went home. And what about the Vayishtu? What's that about? What were they drinking? Okay, Vayochlu, my Bible understands, refers to Bsar Shlamim. Vayishtu, what are they drinking? Shasu Simcha, I mean, maybe they had a drink. Okay, they're eating Bsar Kachim, so they need to, you have a meal, you have something to drink. But why does the Chumash have to tell me that? Okay. And the Midian may also have used I don't know what they spiced it with. Did they use a fork and knife? The Chumash doesn't tell me those details. What if they hear that they had a drink? So the answer is no. That's part of what the Chumash is telling me. It doesn't stop me they had a glass of water to wash down the carbon shlamim. It means that they made a suda out of this. Sha'asu simcha v'yom tov. Ki chen chova l'smach b'kabal ha-Torah. He said, with the Torah's teaching, that word vayishtu means that they made a simch, that they had just experienced Kabbalah Sa Torah, they made a Sudas Mitzvah. This is one of the original Sudas Mitzvah in Chumash, is this. And there's, as his Ramban is going to tell us in the next couple of lines, there's a contemporary parallel. Kashu Tziva B'Kasvam Kol Divrei HaTorah L'Avanim. Later on, the end of Chumash, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to go, when Yoshua takes the Jews into Eretz Yisrael, one of the mitzvahs l'sha'a that they have is to write down Kol HaTorah Kula on the big stones. And so if Yeshua describes how they executed that mitzvah, and the Pesukim say, you're going to write down the Torah, v'zavachta shlam v'chalta shlam, and you're going to bring carbon shlamim, you're going to eat the shlamim. V'shamachta f'nei Hashem l'kecha. Why is Torah stressing that? Because you're supposed to have, the point of that shlamim, almost like a shlamim on Yom Tov, is an expression of simcha. Like the Shalmei Chagig and the Shalmei Simcha and the Yom Tov. Uchsiv, v'zavachta shlam v'chalta shlam, you always eat the carbon shlamim. But here the point is, you're bringing the shlamim so that you can have a Sudas Mitzvah. Uchsiv b'shlomo, hachachma v'amada nosin lach. And Shlomo has a famous first Nevuah, soon after he becomes king at a very young age. And the Kadosh Baruch appears to him and says in the Nevuah dream, so Shlomo Melech, now you're the king now, what do you want? And he says, I'm not looking for power, I'm not looking for this, I'm not looking for that. I want wisdom. I want insight so I can so I can lead the Jewish people to judge the Jewish people properly. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says in the beginning of Sefer Melachim, Shalom Melech, hey Tavta, you made the right choice. You're going to have all of those. You'll have the Chachma you asked for, you have the power you didn't ask for. And that's right afterwards is the Haftarah of Miketz that we learned this year very, very unusually. Almost never learned Haftarah of Miketz. Haftarah of Miketz, he wakes up from the dream, and right away that's that episode of the two women who come and trying to figure out whose baby, who's the mother of that baby. So that's all right after this line. The Rabban quotes. He has this dream. And he asks for Chachma, and he wakes up, and he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him Chachma. What happens? So Rabban quotes from Malachim, the third parak, that right away, Miyad vayavo Yerushalayim vayas mishloch avadim. Right away, he comes to Yerushalayim to make a suda for his avadim. Well, why? Rabban says, why are Nadav and Avi in this kingdom having a suda right when they come down from Har Sinai? Why are the Jewish people told that in the days of Yeshua you're going to make a suda with carbon shlamim right after you put up the stones that have all of Torah written on them? Why number three Shlomo HaMelech described as making a suda right after he succeeds at this dream and he gets chachma? And the Rabban says, the Tanam addresses Amar Rabbi Elazar. It tells you on the bottom, Rav Shavel tells you on the bottom, this is a quote from the Shira Shirim Rabbah. Mikan sha'osim mishta lihigamra shal Torah. This is a source that you make a sudas mitzvah when you have a siyum, when you complete a segment of learning. V'nam v'david David aviv, v'iznadvam levinyan beis hamikdash, v'yizbuchu l'Hashem zvachim, v'yalu olos l'Hashem. David HaMelech wasn't involved in the, as you know, in the construction of Beis HaMikdash, but he tried to do everything he could, including doing the fundraising and gathering the resources, getting the donations in so that they would have what they need when Shlomo HaMelech would begin the process of construction. So he gathers, he gets people to give nedavos, and then they bring karbonos. Zvachim, olos, vayochul, vayishlu, fnei Hashem, b'yamo, b'simcha gedola. Why? What? So Rabban says, no, that, he says that's what the Shira Shirim Rabba says. That you make a Sudas mitzvah when you complete a mitzvah, when you complete a segment of a mitzvah. And the Shira Shirim Rabba talks about making a seim. You finish a Masechta, you finish a Seder of Mishnayos, you make a Sudas mitzvah. Where does that come from? That comes from this week's parasha. And a seim is an example, Rabban is pointing out very, very subtly. You think about the examples he gave, they weren't all about completing Torah. Some of them were about completing Torah. Some of them were about completing other mitzvahs, like David HaMelech. It wasn't about learning. They completed the gathering the donations, one stage of building the Beis HaMikdash. They haven't even completed the Beis HaMikdash. That's to come. In the days of Shlomo, they're going to have Miluim for building the Beis HaMikdash. Just as they completed the donation stage. That itself calls for a Sudas Mitzvah. And as a matter of fact, by Shlomo HaMelech, it's not even completing. In a couple of months from now, you'll hear all the drushes that everyone likes to say, the Torah said about commencements. So why is graduation called a commencement? It's an end, but it's a beginning. It's a beginning, but it's an end. It's a funny term to call a commencement, because commencement means the beginning. But you'll notice, leaving all those Shtiklach Torah, I use that in quotes aside, you'll notice that what the Ramban quoted, if you could say Lahavdil, Rabban quote from the Shir Shirim Rabba, the makar for making a suda when you finish learning, lihi gamra shal Torah, is a pasuk, the pasuk we were talking about before, the beginning of Melachim, the Shlomo's mishta. What did Shlomo finish at that point? What part of learning did Shlomo finish? Nothing. He just got started. He just got the gift of Chachma. He had been learning beforehand. He had just gotten the gift of Chachma from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He hadn't even used it yet. He got the gift of Chachma HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the fact that he was prepared to move on to he was prepared to begin a new stage of learning, prepared to begin a lifetime of learning and teaching and judging, but Chachma itself warranted a suda. And that's the makar, that when we finish a segment of learning, we're not done. We finish a segment of learning, so we're supposed to mark it with a Suras Mitzvah. So Rabban says, Afkan biyom chasunas ha-Torah keinosu. They just said the chasna of the Torah. He said the chasna of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We just forged a relation with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. This is, on the one hand, they had gone already a segment of learning, though how much content they got is itself questionable, because this is before Moshe Rabbeinu goes up for the first 40 days to begin learning. But they had, they were beginning. There was a relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was forged. There was a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was completed. And now the next step is about to begin. And that calls for a Sudas Mitzvah. So the Chavos Yoyer, Yoyer Bachrach, the great Talmid Chacham of the, I believe, late 1600s, early 1700s. So he has a tshuva that the later Acharon will quote, where he talks about what's considered to be a Sudas Mitzvah, what's not considered to be a Sudas Mitzvah. Is a birthday party ever a Sudas Mitzvah? Is a Sudan Rosh Chodesh, is that a Sudas Mitzvah? And so on and so forth. Birthday parties are not generally Sudas Mitzvah, although by Lubavitch, but not parties, birthdays are a big inyan. I think they say from the 7th Lubavitch Rebbe, they said it's, today is the day that Rebbe Shalom decided the world can't go on without you. So it's the day to think about one's what contribution one is making, what contribution one ought to make. I think the Chavos Yoyer discussed maybe the Sudas Ayin Shana, 70th birthday party, that might be a Sudas Mitzvah, because that's a Sudas Hodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you made it past the 70-year mark. But Siyam is one of the Sudos, obviously Sudas Yantav is Sudas Mitzvah, but Siyam is one of the Sudos Mitzvah with the strongest pedigree. It's rooted in this Medrash, the Shirim Rabbah that the Ramban made famous. It's rooted in the other psuk in the Ramban assembled also that reflect this idea of a literally a Seudas Mitzvah. And he says, and that's Parshas Mishpatim. After he said, Yisro is a delivery of content, and Mishpatim focuses on the bris, the forging of Relay HaKadosh Baruch Hu is permanently connected to us in a unique way. We are permanently connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a unique way. This is going to be the beginning of millennia of relationship. It's going to be the beginning of millennia of Kal Yisrael learning Torah and teaching Torah and living Torah. And that called for Vayishtu, the first Siyam. And every time you get together, every time you finish Maseches Brachos, you finish Seder Zeraim, and you make a Siyam, so that's tapping back into this. And it's worth considering also the fact that Ramban is pointing out that this was profoundly positive. The Vayochu Vayishtu was, unlike the Rashi's approach, that this was inappropriate, there are situations there are plenty of situations in which people engage with physicality in inappropriate and even sinful ways. And Rashi sees this pasuk as fitting into that bucket. This was a chet, it was an avera, and they really deserve punishment, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish them, now he held off until later. But Ramban says, no, this fits in the bucket of incredibly positive engagements with physicality. They were eating a carbon shlamim, and even the chulin, the drink wasn't kadosh, but it was dvar mitzvah, because they were using it to celebrate their spiritual accomplishments thus far and the new opportunities that had opened up going forward. A lot to think about in terms of the simcha. One of the very first things you're hearing, according to Ramban, right after we became the Jewish people, immediately after we became the Am Segula, the first thing the Torah tells us is it's called for celebration. There's supposed to be, we have to keep mitzvahs even if we're not feeling excited about it, but ideally, our engagement with the Kaddish Baruch Hu should be something that not only is an obligation, but an incredibly happy obligation. It's meant to drive an enormous amount of joy and excitement. Ideally, our Vos Hashem should be suffused with simcha. And with that, head down to the base of Medrash right now to learn the simcha.